I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Saturday, October 27th, you know what you're doing. You're going down to Tacoma for Bourbon and Bacon Fest. That's right. T-Town is getting some B&B Town. Bourbon and bacon. Oh, yeah. Tacoma Army, that's where it's all going to happen. You got distilleries all over the U.S., and they're coming to Tacoma to show off their great beverages, their great spirits. Liquid awesome. Oh, and how about some food awesome? Bourbon, yes, but how about bacon? That's another big part of Bourbon and Bacon Fest. As Steve likes to say, lots of pork.
You want to know where the beef is? It's right here.
That's right, at the Armory.
Yeah, lots of pork, man. Bacon treats from your favorite restaurants. Bourbon and Bacon Fest tickets, just go to KISW.com. And it all benefits our friends at Treehouse.
Let's play
Charge out for one. Oh, yeah. It is Tuesday. It is taco time.
Yeah. Get some tacos if you want.
Okay.
Or don't if you don't want any tacos.
Okay.
My wife was telling me Del Taco now has vegan, they use the Beyond Meat for their tacos.
Oh, interesting.
Fancy. Yeah.
Looks you like you have a trip in your future there, Steve.
Right?
Yeah.
And a vegan taco.
So when you go there, you'll be able to get whatever you want because she's got to, or do you have to go the vegan too?
Oh, no, no. I don't have to show solidarity when we're out and about.
Oh, nice.
No, like we go to Daniel's sometimes, very rarely, but like on an anniversary when we have a couple dollars to throw.
Yeah, right.
But they have a full vegan menu now at Daniel's, the steakhouse.
Nice.
And I,
that's nice.
I, Grant, I'm going that filet mignon if I'm going there. But,
for sure.
But I sampled some of her vegan option stuff and, or food, yeah, as they call it. And it was delicious.
Yeah.
Really well done.
That's really good to do.
It's genius, man. Yeah. Especially here in Seattle where there's so many people that are vegan or vegetarian, mm-hmm, but maybe married to someone who enjoys the meat. Now
like
you can go
Steve
somewhere.
Steve likes the meat.
Steve loves the meat.
But yeah, Del Taco, it's Beyond Meat, which is that brand that they use. That's actually really good.
Headlines.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Top story today.
It's a top story for you.
Yeah, it's kind of cool that a fast food place is offering a vegan option.
It's cool because then you get to go and get all the other good stuff.
100% agree.
Let's get to our contestant today. We got Rob in Olympia to take on Steve. Rob, are you there, sir?
I am here.
Yeah, you are.
Good morning,
what are you,
guys?
Are you flying a jet? What are you doing, Rob? Going through a wind tunnel?
No, I'm on I-5.
That's what it is. Flying down the highway there. What's he playing?
Sounds like me when I'm driving around in my Jeep. People are like, hey, roll your window up. I'm like, I'm in a Jeep.
It
doesn't hold sound.
Yeah. It's noisy.
Yeah.
What's he playing for today, Steve?
Pair of tickets to Enduro Cross. That's happening at the Angel of the Winds Arena on October 27th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want tickets? Get them now. AngelOfTheWindsArena.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Rob will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Rob, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Animals with pouches to hold their young, such as kangaroos and koalas, are categorized as what?
Marsupial.
Yes. The first episode of The Simpsons aired in what year?
81.
No.
82.
No.
91.
No. What author wrote Where the Sidewalk Ends and The Giving Tree? What are the first names of the musical duo Hall and Oates?
Daryl and John.
Yes. What was the official U.S. name for the 1991 Gulf War?
Operation Restore Hope. Southern Watchtower.
No.
Iraqi War of Freedom.
No. Which professional sports team did Paul Allen purchase first?
The Sounders.
No.
Portland, Denver Wool something.
No. And Rob got two correct.
Oh.
Yeah, so we could put Rob
on. You wouldn't, see, he kind of paused. You wouldn't give him Portland?
No, because he was born Portland, Timberwolves. Yeah.
But if Steve just said Portland, would you give it to him?
Yeah, probably. I don't know, because there's many sports teams in Portland.
Well, what was the first team he purchased was in Portland. I mean, that's a tough one. Well, we'll see. I guess if you wouldn't give it to Steve, that's okay.
Yeah.
But you're not sure if you'd give it to Steve. That's the problem.
I would lean towards yes, I would. And then thinking about it, since there's only one sports team in the town. So
yeah, I know.
Like,
that's why it's
they're professional. Like,
well, no, there's two.
But
now.
No, because of them. So,
and he said the wrong one. So,
and he did.
I don't think it's going to matter. I really don't.
I kind of hope not.
So I feel sorry for Rob. But not really.
Well, if you would have scored better, I think it'd be more of an issue.
Yeah, I'm going to put Rob on hold, but I think he's already gone anyway.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Animals with pouches to hold their young, such as kangaroos and koalas, are categorized as what?
Marsupials.
Yes.
Ooh.
The first episode of The Simpsons aired in what year?
86?
No.
87?
No.
88.
No.
Is it 85?
Nope.
Oh.
What author wrote Where the Sidewalk Ends and The Giving Tree?
Oh, crap. A stripper told me about it once many years ago. Yeah. Shell something. Shelly Winters.
No.
Shell Shadle.
No.
I love Shelly Long.
No. Yeah. What are the first names of the musical duo Hall and Oates?
Daryl and John.
Yes. What was the official U.S. name for the 91 Gulf War?
Desert Storm.
Yes.
Nice.
Which professional sports team did Paul Allen purchase first?
The Portland Trailblazers.
Yes. Whoopi Goldberg occupied the center square of what game show in
Hollywood Squares?
Yes.
Great show.
The insect known as the Yellow Jacket is a type of what?
Bee.
No.
One, insect.
Two. No.
I said insect.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You win 5-2.
Yeah. He dropped the deuce, that guy.
Yes.
By request.
There we go. What wrestling events is coming up?
Well, there's a lot of wrestling events coming up, Brad, but a texter wanted to hear this.
Nice.
But yeah, this Friday, 3-2-1 battle.
Yeah.
Horror Business. It's our Halloween extravaganza.
Ooh. Are you wearing a costume?
Yes. I'm going to be Razor Ramon, but dressed as a member of the Ramones, so I'm Razor Ramones.
Oh, I like this.
Yes.
Wow.
Pretty pumped about that.
That is pretty cool.
And then this Sunday in Everett, it's the debut wrestling event for Without a Cause Wrestling. I'm going to be there as well, maybe raising some hell, doing some stuff. And that's in Everett this Sunday. And just go to Without a Cause on Instagram or Facebook or any of those places.
You're a busy boy this weekend.
That's right, man. Lots of stuff going on. And Saturday, I shall sleep.
Perfect. The first episode of The Simpsons aired in what year? Now, The Simpsons, not when they were on Tracy Ullman.
I remember them on Tracy Ullman.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It wasn't The Simpsons.
I thought they were 30 years old, The Simpsons.
They're very close to that.
Oh, they haven't had their 30th anniversary yet?
No.
Could have sworn. Maybe they're counting Tracy Ullman.
I think they are with this, but this is the first episode of The Simpsons.
Oh, I don't know then.
1989.
I was going to say, because Maggie and I are born the same year, technically. If Maggie was aging normally, her and I are the same age.
Oh, that's fascinating. Okay.
Well, I guess we're glad you're not aging like Maggie then.
Yeah.
No.
Well, but Vicky looks she doesn't look her age.
Nope.
Yeah. Yay! Please wait. I'm younger, right?
Yeah, okay, cool. I'm making sure.
Thank you. It wasn't an insult.
You were really close with where the sidewalk ends in the Giving Tree, the author of that.
Shell something.
It is Shell
Silverstein.
Yes.
That's it.
You're close.
So close.
Yeah, oh, I remember one time being at a certain gentleman's club in a getting a dance. And I was told that I need to read this book by an adult.
By the dancer?
By the dancer. She was like swearing by. And I thought it was like some really like deep introspective book, because I didn't bother to, I don't ask questions. Like, yeah. this is not conversation time for Steve.
Place, yeah.
But I was like, well, let me see what this book's about. And dude, this is forever ago. And so I go on Amazon at the time and I'm like, it's a children's book.
Wait, which one was it of all of them?
The one with
the Giving Tree?
The Giving Tree.
That means you did not give enough money to that lady.
I gave plenty.
Mm. Yeah, and you're in your mind.
Dude, he was
I'm a
actually
good tipper.
It was about a series of, well, The Giving Tree is an actual story, but a lot of his books were poems, and they were actually really for children's books.
Oh, so yeah. There was something, there's substance there.
Yes, there's a lot of substance in his writing.
I mean, I never got homework assignments before going to a gentleman's club.
Yeah, but it's still odd when a stripper tells you to read a kid's book. That, I don't know what that, I don't know how I would take that.
I don't know if that's ruining my childhood or making it better.
Yeah.
The other only one that you missed, a yellow jacket is a type of, it's not a bee.
It's wasp. A hornet.
It's a wasp, not a hornet.
Is that a hornet?
I think a hornet is a wasp.
Oh, I didn't know a wasp was a thing, and then hornets and yellow jackets are part of that.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Well, look at that. You learned something.
I lose, too.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Steve. You won, and you got five correct.
Caller five, you're getting yourself tickets to Endurocross at Angel of the Winds Arena. Caller number five, 206-421-ROCK. Got a guy who finds a mysterious tool in his dad's toolbox and then learns something pretty crazy about his dad in the process. I'll tell you what happened at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This guy posted a picture on Reddit yesterday of two small mysterious tools that he found in his dad's toolbox. They look like screws inside of little clear tubes. And the guy asked if anybody knew what these were.
They almost look like tubes that would be in the back of an amp on a guitar.
Huh. Yeah. Well, you know what? If you showed these to me, I wouldn't know what the hell these are. It shows you the kind of life I lead, apparently.
Oh, Ficky's already laughing. So yeah. Clearly this is something
naughty.
I know
how they work.
Yeah. So, well, I know now because everybody else knew, like Vicky knows. It turns out that they're nipple toys that people use in BDSM sex play.
Nice.
Yep.
Vicky?
Yeah, so you put your nipple on the little circular thing, and then you use this part and you twist it.
It's like a corkscrew.
Basically, and it kind of makes the nipple come out harder. Almost like a pump, if you will.
Ah. And
It's good for sensitivity.
And you know this.
Putting that on my Christmas wish list.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I would find that to be painful. Vicky, do you know whether or not it is or not painful?
Well, I mean, a little bit of pain and pleasure kind of feels good, buddy.
BJ, I'm going to say it's painful. I wouldn't listen to her.
Thank you.
You don't have sensitive nipples. Girls do, and some guys do. Yeah.
But do you want your nips getting twisted?
They're not getting twisted. They're just kind of getting suctioned.
All right. Semantics.
I mean,
I don't think you're going to enjoy it.
No, you're right. No, I know I won't enjoy it.
Why are you shooting this down, Steve? This is a perfect opportunity to get something weird on BJ.
Yeah. You think he's actually going to try it, take off his shirt, and attempt to use these at work?
I will buy them.
Not with that attitude.
No, I don't. My wife has always said, hey, wouldn't you like to do something in that area of the body? And I've said, no, it doesn't work for me.
Vanilla.
It's not vanilla if it doesn't work. How about if I stick a needle in your eye? I mean, if it doesn't feel good, you aren't going to do it. Now, some guys.
No, I'm just saying that you are a man of very, very basic taste.
You don't
know
that.
Okay.
You are. We've already determined that there are certain things that I do. You were very surprised to find out. So you don't know that.
Yeah. But I do them too. So it doesn't make you like me. Kinky.
Why? I don't know if I want to win this fight anyway. So
you really don't.
Yeah.
It's a dumb fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I already tapped out.
Yeah, I'm tapping out too, Steve. And I don't ever tap out. But here's the thing, man. You know, if you're into anything, you know, especially when you have kids getting older, you don't want them to know what you're into because they don't want to know. And you don't want them to know that. So nobody wins when you find your nipple toys.
Okay. So this person found this out because.
Dad's toolbox.
But he didn't ask dad. So he hasn't told dad that he saw these tools.
No, he hasn't.
And
he went on the internet to find this out, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah, I think it is interesting. I wonder if he had a suspicion, like, I don't know what the hell these are. I better go ask, because he maybe, you know, he knew they weren't tools.
It's just the Reddit world that we live in now. It's like, let me just throw this up there, see what kind of response I get. And apparently he got a crap ton of response from people that knew, like Vicky, exactly what these are for. But do you now go to dad and say, hey, dad, I found these. What are they?
No,
just to see.
I put them back.
Oh, part of me would,
I don't want to have that.
Part of me wants to test the creative muscles on my dad's head.
Oh, I see. You that would I mean? Be fun.
Be like, yo, dad, these are in the toolbox. What are these for? And see what he says.
Could you keep a straight face? Because my dad would know if I knew something that I, you know, like I try to play dumb. My dad always knew.
Yeah.
And the look on his face, if he knew that I knew, which means, oh, so you're trying to be a jerk now, are you? I wouldn't want to live with that, because my dad was scary when he was pissed at me.
Yeah, my poker face is questionable, but yeah. I still want to do it.
Yeah, you do. Because you know what? You're that guy, man. You'll just go in and watch the world burn, even if it's your world.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
What do you know what these tools are in Dad's toolbox?
Oh, God.
Are they for wine?
And you can get this on Amazon, apparently. Amazon has a great listing.
Bro, you can get anything on Amazon.
So yeah, you can.
You don't want to see my private wish list.
No, I don't, actually.
Okay, we didn't even ask to know if you had a private bad wish list. And now
you
that.
Do. You're welcome.
Powerful suction, which increases pleasurable breast arousal. Well, that's kind of what Vicky said, but not as fancy.
Yes.
Yeah.
The description also notes that they are, quote, discreet.
I wonder how powerful the damn suction is, man, because I think I might need that for my phone holder in my car. Right. That damn suction cup on that thing constantly.
Vicky, can you testify if it's powerful enough to hold Steve's phone?
Well, I don't know how heavy is your phone. I think maybe if you do
it's
both
not
of them.
Not much. It's just stupid thing always falls apart in the car.
Yeah.
I think if you use both, you have to use both the nipple thingies.
Okay. And then I just kind of like place it there.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm learning too much.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So a guy asked the internet about a mysterious tool in his dad's toolbox and finds out that they are used for BDSM. Based on this, we want to know, what odd thing did you learn about one of your parents? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What odd thing did you learn about one of your parents? Your calls and your texts after the Chili Peppers on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A guy asked the internet about a mysterious tool in his dad's toolbox and finds out these are used for BDSM. So based on this, we want to know, what odd thing did you learn about one of your parents? 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999.
I like, I'm reading on the Reddit thread about all this, and one person says maybe he was using them to remove splinters.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I'd have to try that. I didn't know that might be handy.
This guy says, I dabble in woodworking. He wasn't even trying to be funny. He's like, I sometimes get splinters that are really hard to get out. It involves a lot of cutting into myself to remove. Something like this might draw it out more easily.
Ooh. Vicky, would you try that out for us sometime?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
I'm sure that's why she has them, actually.
Yes,
she gets a lot of splinters.
Yeah, that's what it is.
She's full of splinters.
Yeah. Yeah. Just working around all that wood, I think, is the problem for Vicky, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, dear.
All righty. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
One person says, I know how this feels. I moved my dad into a senior center a year ago. Going through his storage, I found his dong pump.
Oh!
And rings.
Oh!
And G-strings.
Oh!
Wow.
Wow, nice.
The trifecta.
Yeah, I hope I've cleared everything out. I've been like clearing a lot of stuff out of my house because I just feel I'm getting to the age and I just don't want my kids to find anything. I hope I've cleared everything out.
That's why I have a designated person to come do that. I have a couple people in my life, they know, go get the trunk by my bed and dispose of it. Just throw it all away.
I'm willing to be that person.
Okay. It's the big, big trunk that's next to my bed.
So I have to just swoop in there as fast as possible, like, and be like, Mom, yep. Dad, do not touch that. Dad, can I get one of your fruit snacks? Awesome.
Thank you.
And then move on.
You're going to need probably some help. It's a big trunk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
If I can lift it, he can lift it. I mean, it's a little
you're
cumbersome.
You're going to need a forklift.
You got this.
I mean, think about it. You know, it's Vicky and all of her stuff.
Oh, this texter says, when I was young, I was snooping through my parents' dresser and found nipple nibbler. I never snooped again and never asked about it.
Nipple nibbler.
Wait, it's like the chapsticky thing that like makes your nipples tingle?
Are you asking me? Like,
no,
I have one?
Yeah, BJ, no, Sarah tell us. Has them.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Don't bring my daughter into this.
Let's learn something new about your daughter.
It's good for chapstick, too.
It's a tingle balm.
I actually have some in my bag.
Yeah.
Nipple nibbler?
I thought Tingle Balm was an indie band from North Carolina.
Well,
it's nipple nibbler, but you can also put it on your lips as chapstick, and it's sparkly and it tingles.
It's like that lip plumper stuff?
Yeah, and it makes your lips plumper. Yeah, you can kind of put it anywhere to numb it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I want to know.
And make it taste good.
Thank you, daughter.
It's chapstick. Calm down.
While your daughter's in the room, we should ask her what's something interesting you learned about your parents.
You know, I have learned a lot of odd things about them. One of the oddest, definitely, thank you guys for always bringing it up.
Uh-oh, the anteater.
Your anteater.
Yes.
That is something I never wanted to know.
I never wanted you to know that either. Thank you, Steve, and every other jerk on this show.
Oh, just to
you're
think
the one
about
who admitted
it.
To it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I admit to friends that if they, for, I don't know why it ever came out, but it was not something I said. So now that I've told you, Steve, make sure you tell my daughter.
No, you talked about it on the air.
Yeah.
I've talked about it long before they were here.
Well, I forget sometimes they work.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's definitely something. Oh.
Sarah, let's just drop the subject. You don't got to bring it up or know anything. Just wipe it from your brain.
Yeah, and then the one other one is when I was having a nice dinner party a few years ago with my boyfriend at the time, and we wanted some nice candles. So I thought I was bringing out candle holders, and one of the holders was glass, and he was a little older, and well, I guess a little more experienced, and was like, that's not a candle holder. That's something you do.
A plug.
Yeah,
you know?
That's then it was never it was never used. Your mother is just she's just nuts.
So because it wasn't used, would you put it with your fine china?
She thought it was
she
a
did.
Beautiful piece. She thought it was a nice piece of artwork, and I'm like, honey, you can't just put that next to other pieces
is
of
it
artwork.
Truly?
Say, don't kink shame her. It's nice. Just because you're vanilla doesn't mean she can't like the art that is these toys.
Well, not if you
Vicky, it's a little weird if somebody puts on display a sex toy. It's not about kink shaming. It's nothing along those lines.
Yeah,
it's odd that somebody puts a plug up against like their fine dishes.
Why not?
But you're not using spotlight on.
Oh my god, I would. If I live when I have my own house, I totally have a cabinet. I'm doing it.
Yeah. See, I not everybody is like agreeing with that kind of art display, and you need to warn people coming over. And my wife is just
You put that in the basement.
Yeah, and so she put it in the drawer where everybody could find it. She's just a genius. Because I was going to get rid of it. She goes, "Oh no, I want to keep this." I'm like, "All right, I gave it to her." Didn't know she would just put it in the dining room drawer.
See, mine was it wasn't odd at first. It was awesome, and I was always quick to brag about it because it was so cool, and then it blew up in my face. Was when I found out that my mom dated Marv Albert.
Oh, I love that story.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, because she worked in radio, like not in, like on air, but she worked at a radio station, NBC in New York, and this was when Marv Albert first started back in those days. They were co-workers.
Yes!
Took her out on one date, and I remember growing up, Marv Albert was a legend. I, as a kid, and still am, a huge fan of sports, and it was like him and a few other guys that were big sports guys like George Michael and the Sports Machine.
Oh, yeah. And Marv Albert went on to national fame.
Right. So Marv was the guy. And when I found that, I was like, that's so cool, Mom. And I would tell everyone, my mom once dated Marv Albert.
Yes!
And then news hit that he was into things that
the kinky things
wearing women's underwear and biting women and sex acts,
basically Vicky's dream guy.
Yep.
So then that all came back to me like,
hey, it came back all right, Steve, because I am your father.
Hey, well, did your mom do that with Marv? Hey, she went on one date. I don't know. So then I had to call my mom.
Yes.
And it was like, right, and it's like, hey, Mom. So then Marv out, he's like, Steven, I went on one date with him. None of this stuff. I don't even believe it.
That's the story she tells, Steven.
Thanks, Marv. I'm glad that you're here to confirm or deny my stories.
Have you realized that your creepiness comes from your father, Marv Albert?
Yes. Thanks, Marv.
No problem. Glad I can help out, son.
So it went from being really awesome and almost like bragging rights.
Oh, I love that
being
story.
Super embarrassing.
Oh, it's the greatest story ever. And I still believe I want a DNA test.
I'm not Marv Albert's kid.
Yes, you are my child.
This is worse than Luke Skywalker
really
finding
bad.
Out.
It really is.
I'd rather have my arm cut off by my father than have him as my dad.
The funny thing is, you kind of, I would believe.
Marv Albert's kid.
Accept
like
the truth.
Said this is your uncle or, you know, your dad.
She went on a date with him before she met my father, who then they had a kid before me. What do you think? Like, it just kind of stuck around and all of a sudden it just blossomed?
Exactly,
yes!
Yeah. Like, maybe they ran into each other on the street and it's like, oh, hey, how's it going?
Exactly.
You do look like him.
Right?
Man.
Spitting image.
We need to do a side-by-side.
See, and he's got a toupee, so if you take that off and you look at Steve's big bald head right next to Marv Albert's big bald head.
I remember when that all came out, I'm like, I'm bald. It's like, no, I'm not. And then someone broke the news that he's wearing a toupee, and I was like, son of a bitch.
I'll take you toupee shopping, son.
That's not Bundy.
Yeah, that's weird, dude. It looks like you.
Give it another 20 years.
You all shut up.
Or maybe 10.
Nothing but net.
Swish.
You have a really big smile.
Yeah. Right. Nobody has teeth or smiles or
a big
lack
smile.
Of hair.
And of course, you're creepy. Yes.
That too.
Okay, thanks, Marv. Don't we have a call to take, Marv?
Well, as a matter of fact, we do. Let's go to Kira. Kira and Puyallup, you are on the Rock.
Yeah, I'm calling. I'm the mom. My kids found out that when I worked for Boeing, I used to fly top secret documents around the country.
Oh, did you have like the suitcase handcuffed to your hand? Like
I did.
Yeah,
I did. It was for the stealth bomber.
Oh, that is so awesome! I've never known anybody that say had like the suitcase handcuff thing. That's so cool.
Yeah, when you go through the airport, you couldn't say that you worked for Boeing, and they had to kind of take you around the other way so that they could find out exactly where you were from, and they were not allowed to open the briefcase.
That is, I mean, I imagine that. You're that cool that TSA's got to go, you got the handcuff suitcase. You're even above our clearance level. Damn.
Yeah, it's Mission Impossible stuff, right?
Wow.
Yeah, it was a fun job. I was young, and I think that's one of the reasons why they hire somebody that's a young female is it doesn't look, you know, like she would have something top secret.
Did you ever know what top secret stuff you had?
I worked in the black box and I knew that it was the stealth bomber. I didn't know exactly what was exactly in the papers, but I knew it was about the stealth bomber.
Did you ever have to hand the briefcase off to Tom Cruise at any given moment?
Gosh, that would have been awesome.
Wouldn't that have been wild if Tom Cruise really was like a secret agent and he was, you know, and that's the guy you had to hand it off to, and if Tom Cruise shows up, I'll take that from here, Kira. That would be like, wait, no, really? You really are a secret agent? Or Chuck Barris. He was the other guy.
You're timed at how long you are allowed to have this on you. So you have to call as soon as you arrive. And I tell you, sometimes I would go to, you know, other states and I didn't know those freeways and I was getting lost and getting panicky. And
it
was somewhat stressful.
It's a little bit before GPS.
So Kira, did anybody ever try to bribe you? Like somebody knew that, Kira is the one that makes the drop. Did anybody ever try to influence you to maybe get you to hand over the briefcase for cash?
No, I didn't. I never spilled the beans, so nobody knew what I had.
Oh, damn. So you really were undercover. Nobody even knew. That's how good it was. So there was never any threat? You were never in any danger?
No. Yeah, no. I actually, even my parents would ask where I was going, and I just said, I'm going out of town. I can't really tell you where I'm going.
Mom, do you want to live? Stop asking questions.
It's a need to know kind of a thing.
That is really
and
cool.
It's funny because I never thought anything. I didn't really think it was that big of a deal until after I got married, had kids, and they were, you know, we'd talk about mom's past jobs, and I told them what I had done, and they're like, "What?
That's correct.
No way, you were a spy."
That is so awesome. See, I mean, you don't think anything of it, but like, look at me. I mean, I'm in your demographic, and I think it's cool too. I'm like, damn, I know.
Somebody once said, "Did you carry a gun with that suitcase?"
Oh, good question.
What's that?
Did you carry a gun with that suitcase?
I didn't. I didn't have nothing.
Whoa.
No.
Man.
And they do teach you, though, like when you get on airplanes, they tell you, okay, now watch your surroundings, you know, kind of have an eye out how long someone's in the restroom, know who's in what seats, anyone that looks suspicious, know their seat number. I mean, it was so, even to this day, I can sit here and go, someone from 4A has been in that bathroom for 6 minutes.
Oh, I like that. You know what? That would be me, because I do spend a lot of time in the airplane bathroom. You would have pegged me as a spy.
It turns out BJ just had Chinese food before he went on the plane.
That's the thing. Kira, thank you so much for the call.
Somebody says the new Van Damme show on Amazon is about a secret agent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I love that, man.
Oh, this is nice. Somebody says, since Marv Albert is your dad, can we call you Prince Albert? From Chris.
Yes!
Another person says, I just looked up Marv. They're totally father and son.
Oh, yeah, they are. I mean,
you guys, they all got the jokes, huh?
Oh, you say it's a joke, but
I'm not into wearing women's underwear or biting people, so it's clearly not. Because that would be a genetic thing, right?
Probably. Yeah, sure.
It may skip a generation. You may just be a creep. Yes!
So, do you even have a legit Marv Albert drop? I've only heard BJ's rendition.
No, that's just
no, that's all we need.
What else do we need?
We don't need them, yeah.
Hey, let me tell you about this six-year-old kid. He's made over $20,000 all because of pumpkins. You're going to hear from this little dude at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time to on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said earlier, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card, and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it. But you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month. And that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time, and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.